That was a fancy classical piece called Etude in E-flat minor, and it's by a harpist named Felix Gottefreud. What a name. And Mr. Felix apparently had hands about twice the size of mine and wrote all this fancy stuff because he could reach it. The rest of us have to lunge around and hope for the best. So those of you who know me know that I often like to play a classical piece first just to get my fingers moving. So that was my fingers moving piece. The next piece I'd like to play for you, one of my favorite hymns, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. That one's got such a pretty tune. I love that song. And the words are beautiful too. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Roger is going to pass something out for me. You didn't know you were going to have a quiz to fill out today. But we're going to do something slightly different. When I've played here before, I've not really delved into one of my loves, which is some of the jazzier music. And so we're going to have a whole medley of jazz standard songs this morning. And what I want you to do, and you're going to see when you get this little piece of paper that there's two sides to it. If you think you're really good with Name That Tune, just go to the side that's black. Don't even look at the other side. The blue side gives you little hints. If you're really stuck and can't figure out what a tune is, then you can look at the blue side and see if it helps you come up with the name of the tune. So this next group of songs, you'll hear that they're all run together. We call that a medley. We put a bunch of tunes together, and you'll hear six completely separate tunes, but they're going to be melded together. And you should be able to tell when I change songs because the tempo will change. There will be something changing within the song which will tell you it's a new tune. So I'm very curious to find out how many of these songs that you will recognize. So we'll give Roger another minute to pass these out. And I guess there's pencils in the pews, so if you want to grab a pencil in the pew. And if you don't want to play along, that's fine too, if you just want to listen. So I'm not going to tell you any of the names of these songs. I'm just going to see how many of them you can guess. And then we'll go over it at the end, just so that you won't be left hanging as to whether your guesses were correct or not. So here's a medley of should be familiar jazz standards. Thank you. Okay, how many of you, just by hearing them, recognized them, even if you couldn't name them, how many of you recognized most of those? Yeah, I thought you probably would. So these are pretty played. There are a lot of people play them. So who could name that first one, the one the... Am I hearing it? Yeah, When I Fall in Love. So very, very famous piece of music, When I Fall in Love. I think that was actually in a show as well. How about the second one? Who knows that one? I heard it, yeah, The Way You Look Tonight. So these are all, if you were a Count Basie fan or some of the jazz bands, they all played these songs. These were very, very famous songs. Okay, who knew the next one? Yeah, I figured that one wouldn't be too hard. Girl from Ipanema, sure. What about the following one? Let's Fall in Love. I don't even have to play them. You're doing great. Let's Fall in Love. Everybody should have gotten the next one. Autumn Leaves, yeah. So my little hint there, if you didn't look at the hints, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the season coming and all the raking, the leaves that we have to rake up. So that's always a fun time of year to get your shoulders exercised and flop into bed and feel like they're going to fall off or be sore for the next month. And what about the last one? Did anybody get that last one? How High the Moon, yeah. So just a little word of warning too. I have a good friend who's an ophthalmologist, and he says, when this thing that's going to happen in August with the, what do we call it? I can't think of the word. The eclipse. He says, do not look at the sun. Don't even wear those glasses and look at the eclipse. He says, it's not worth it. You wreck your eyesight. So that's my word of wisdom for today, is be careful about the eclipse. Yeah, you did great. So how many of you listened to all those and had not a clue? Didn't know one of them? Anybody? Okay, we had a couple people. Well, those would be, you're kind of giving yourselves away. Those would be if you were into the dance band kind of thing and the different events that would go on where they would play those sorts of songs. And they're just wonderful, wonderful pieces of music, one of my favorite things to play. Next, I've got for you, I'm sure you're knowledgeable about Josh Groban, the wonderful singer, young singer that sings. And he's got a beautiful song out called You Raise Me Up. Thank you. I thought we needed something Spanishy today. That's why I wore the red dress. So this next piece of music is called Asturias. It's by Albanese, and typically it's played on, it's actually written for guitar, and this is an adaptation that's been made for the harp. But it's a flourishy, Spanishy piece, and I think you'll recognize it. It's very famous. So Asturias by Albanese. Thank you. Did any of you recognize that one? Sound vaguely familiar? Nobody's a guitar fan. I'm a big classical guitar fan, so that's where my interest lies on those Spanishy things. I love listening to classical guitar. I don't think this next one will need any introduction, so enjoy this beautiful piece of music. Thank you. Beethoven's Ode to Joy, and hopefully that's a good one to send you off to lunch.